Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby played his guitar on the hard side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top, but now he's number one on the and the radio. Still I can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna
listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, we're pleased to be joined by the super talented, a super sweet singer-songwriter, Miss Megan Golden. Megan stops by to talk about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. I'm actually flying solo on this one again today. About 10 minutes before showtime, I get a text from my co-host saying she had to work, and I'm thinking, okay, whatever. But Megan's on the line with us, and I was just talking to her off air, y'all are in for a treat. She is such a doll. So, without further ado, let's bring on the incredibly sweet, super talented Miss Megan Golden. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and chat with me.
Oh, no problem. I'm excited to be on.
You know, that song I just played, Travis Tritt, I'm Gonna Be Somebody, I play that pretty much for all of my musician guests because there is nothing that thrills me more than seeing people going for their dreams and succeeding. So there's nothing that thrills me more.
Yeah, that's a great song. While it was playing, I was like singing along and everything. I love that song, and it's inspiring too.
Yeah, it really is. So you said off air that a finals week is coming up.
Yes, just had my last day of classes today, and tomorrow we have dead day, and then I've got finals on Thursday, Friday, and then Monday. So getting close to the end, but it's going to be a rough end.
I can honestly say I don't miss it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll miss it either. I can't wait for it to be over, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. Just to start off, I tell the listeners how you got into this whole music thing.
Okay, well, I guess it started, I sang since I was really little. I would always make my family listen and our neighbors listen and whoever would listen. I would just, you know, sit them down and sing them random songs that I had learned or heard on the radio. We actually have video, which it's really embarrassing, but we've got lots of home videos of me singing like Britney Spears songs and like songs I learned in chapel at school and stuff when I was five, and I was just, you know, obnoxious and making everyone listen to me. But so I started singing pretty young, and also I think I was five or six when I sang for the first time at my church, because my mom was the music director and she was in charge of scheduling special music, and so through that I started singing at church, and I sang at church for a long, long time, and my school had talent show, so I would sing there. But when I turned 15, I was like, you know, I live in Nashville. I grew up in Nashville, so I'm seeing all these people around me writing songs and playing guitar and all this stuff, and I was like, I want to do that, and I want to be able to play out and play shows. And so I was like, I need to get a guitar, and I need to learn how to play and how to write songs and stuff. So Christmas, when I was 15, I asked for a guitar, and I got one, and I taught myself how to play, and then it was about 3 months after I got it that I was like, okay, Mom, I want to go out and I want to play songwriters night. And she was like, all right, like, find out when they are and I'll drive you there. I was like, okay, so that's, I guess, how it started for me.
Awesome. And you said you grew up in Nashville. I actually, I have family that lives in Nashville. So,
cool.
And that's one of my favorite cities in the world to visit. So,
Yeah, it's a great city for sure. I'm still in love with it, and I've been here all my 19 years of life.
You know, I try and get up there whenever I can because, I mean, and I so want to do this one day. I want to take a weekend and just go up and down Broadway and see who all is playing, you know. I think
that'd
be so
fun. That would definitely be fun. You'll see a lot of great people, I'm sure. There's some crazy talented people here.
Oh, yes. And like I said, I have family that lives about 20 minutes outside of the city, so
okay.
That always helps to have a couch to crash on when I'm there. That always helps.
Yeah, that's for sure, because it can be expensive in this city. Everyone's apparently visiting right now and trying to move here mm-hmm. and stuff, so it's good mm-hmm. to have someone that you can crash on their couch, definitely.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm actually a singer myself. I just
okay.
played a show this past Saturday night. I just played a show in Dixon, Tennessee. So.
Oh, awesome. I've got my best friend in the entire world. Her whole family lives in Dixon, so I am very familiar with Dixon.
Awesome. My best friend, who is actually my co-host on the show, is from Dixon. So,
oh, cool!
So.
It's a great town. Have you been to the
Tater
Shack out there?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to. Yeah, it's so good. I love the Tater Shack.
Awesome. You know, and kind of switching gears here. Can we just talk for a second about your Instagram and Snapchat? Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Hilarious.
I should probably have all forms of social media taken away from me because I enjoy them way too much.
You know, I was going through your Instagram and, y'all, these hashtags. You know how most hashtags are about two or three words? Well, this girl is two or three
yeah.
sentences.
I know. It's so bad because I've noticed, like, I used to do it, like, a little bit every now and then, just, like, funny things. But now
mm-hmm.
it's just, like, normally my actual caption is much shorter than the amount
right.
of hashtags that I have because the hashtags will be, yeah, full sentences and crazy stuff. I'm surprised everyone hasn't unfollowed me.
It's an obsession, hadn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it definitely has. I have a tendency to become obsessed with things pretty easily. So once I found my love for hashtags, it was, you know, all or nothing. So I'm all in now.
You know, and I think it's that way with most college kids. Most college
yeah.
kids, the simplest things will amuse us.
Right. I'm
the
watching this dorm room all day. I got to find something interesting.
Exactly. You know, I know when I was in college, of course, I'm not one of those all-nighters. I'm normally in bed at a decent hour. So
yeah, that's
so,
me too. My friends make fun of me. They say I'm a grandma because it's like 9:30, and I'm like, all right, let's go to sleep. And they're like, what? Like, we should be going
exactly.
to shows and stuff. And I'm like, no, it's too late.
No, I need my rest.
Yeah, exactly. But I wake up really early, too, so that's a big part
oh,
of it.
Oh, I do, too.
I like to be an early bird instead of just staying up late at night.
Exactly. You know, for me, it's early to bed, early to rise, basically.
Yeah, exactly, which I think is weird. I think a lot of musicians normally are, like, you know, nighttime people, and they like staying up late and writing.
Night owls.
That
yeah,
is not
yeah,
me
that.
For sure.
Me either. but, okay, let me see. I did have a few kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're out with it.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Okay, let me see. Now, I know you've got a steady gig Sunday nights at the Row in Nashville, don't you?
I do.
Awesome. And that brings up my first question. What's the favorite place you've ever played?
That is a tough one. I've played a lot of different places around Nashville and some of the surrounding areas, but I guess my favorite was probably one time I got to sing at the Bluebird, and it was just their, you know, open mic night that
mm-hmm.
anyone can do if they wait in line. But it was just really cool just because of the history of the Bluebird, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't necessarily a huge show for me, but
mm-hmm.
just getting to play on that stage where a lot of really talented people have played was really cool.
Oh, I get that. And, you know, for me, The thing you said about a small crowd, I'll play to anybody. I don't care if it's
yep.
I don't care if it's two people or a 20,000. I'll play to anybody. I don't care.
Yeah, that's me for sure. I mean, the row normally has quite a few people there, but mm-hmm. I used to play at another venue every single week on a Wednesday night, and mm-hmm. Sometimes it was really packed, but it was just, like, during the summer it would be really packed, but during the winter it was like,
right.
I mean, there might be, like, one or two tables in there, but, mm-hmm. you know, you do what you got to do so that, I mean, you know, you don't want to lose the gig, so when there are lots of people, so you just play wherever will let
exactly.
you, you know, and
right.
be glad you have a stage to play on.
mm-hmm. And one of my favorite places for live music in Nashville is the Commodore. I love that place.
Yeah, I love playing at the Commodore. That's a great place.
I love that place. It really is. I went there for the first time about a month ago, and I just love it, you know? So.
Yeah. Actually, that's the first place I ever played guitar and sang a song I wrote in front of people was at the Commodore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's got a special place in my heart.
Yeah. Let me see. Now, along the lines of performing, do you have any pre-show rituals like prayer or a special meal you have to eat or anything?
Well, I actually, it's funny because a lot of singers don't eat before they sing mm-hmm. because I guess, I don't know exactly why, but apparently it's not the best idea. But I always, it's not a specific thing I have to eat, but I have to eat something before I play
right.
because I get really shaky and stuff when I haven't eaten. And then mm-hmm. if I get nervous at all, which I don't get as nervous as I used to, but, you know, sometimes you never know what might make you, like, a little nervous. And when I'm nervous, like, the slightest bit nervous, I just shake really bad. And so mm-hmm. when I'm, like, haven't eaten and I'm nervous, it's mm-hmm. really, really awful. It makes it very difficult to play guitar. So I always make sure to eat, for sure. But other than that, I mean, I don't know, just making sure I have everything together. I have a set list or at least a general idea of what I'm going to play. And yeah, nothing too specific, but just making sure I have everything in order before I get up there so I can just worry about singing the song and not that I have everything.
Now, you said earlier that you found out early in life that you wanted to be a singer. So what mm-hmm. is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's personal or in the music side of things?
I've gotten a lot of really good advice over the years, and well, there's two things that come to mind. One thing is just, which so many people have said this to me, but and it's simple, but they just, you know, tell me that the people who work the hardest are the ones who make it. And the more and more I do stuff, the more and more I realize it's so true, because you could have all the talent in the world, but if you don't put yourself out there and, like, pursue your dreams, then, I mean, you're just not going to make it. And no one's going to want to, like, book you for things if you're not a hard worker and they can't count on you and, like, know that you're going to put your all into it. So that's one thing that is simple, but the more and more I do stuff, the more and more I see that that's great advice, that, you know, it is the people who work the hardest that are gonna make it in the industry. But also one thing that someone told me very recently, and I'm going to try to remember exactly how he said it, but I went to this, like, artist development, like, seminar sort of thing, and we could ask questions, and they would give us answers, and so my question to the guy was, you know, there's a lot of young, blonde country artists running around Nashville playing on all the stages and whatever, and it's just really, like, discouraging almost when I look and I see all these people that I feel like are so similar to me, and, like, how am I supposed to, you know, make myself stand out when I'm in a crowd of all these people who look like me and are singing the same kind of stuff as me and all that kind of stuff. And he said that each of us were given, like, a toolbox from God, and we have different tools than, you know, everyone else does. And so we have to, like, look in our toolbox and find our tools that are different than what everybody else has, and we have to make sure we're using those tools to set us apart. And I just thought that was a really cool, like, analogy to use, because there is, whether we think or not, you know, there is something that is different about us. And so we got to find what that is and use it, and then that'll definitely set us apart, and that'll be what gets people to notice us.
Nice, I like that. Now, I'm moving away from the serious stuff for a little bit. what shows are you currently into, and what are you listening to music-wise right now?
Okay, well, first of all, TV shows. I have a very unhealthy obsession with Criminal Minds, and that's another thing that, you know, I became obsessed with, but I just cannot stop watching it. And it's so not, like, I feel like it doesn't really match my personality because it's such a dark show and, like, really kind of scary sometimes, but I just love the way, I don't know, I really like trying to figure out why people think the way they do and why they do the things they do. So it's really cool for me, which I don't know if you're familiar with Criminal Minds, but, you know, the whole thing is they profile the murderers and all that kind of, and the criminals to try and figure out, like, you know, what they're going to do next and, like, why they're doing what they're doing. And it's, like, basically all psychology kind of stuff. And so I find it
I would love that.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So I'm addicted to that. And I also love Will and Grace. Have you ever seen Will and Grace before?
A few times, yeah.
Which is a complete opposite end of the spectrum. But it's like Criminal Minds is like my dark, like, go-to. And then Will and Grace is my funny, you know, just makes me laugh. We've got all the seasons on DVD, and it's also on TV, like, all the time. So I really like both of those. And that's probably – I don't honestly watch a whole ton of TV, especially now, because I'm in my dorm room and I don't have a TV, so I just, you know, use Netflix a lot. But and I like watching documentaries and all that kind of stuff. But as far as music of who I listen to, I mean, I love Taylor Swift, obviously. I think she's awesome, and I love the way she writes, and just, I don't know, she's really cool. And love Miranda Lambert, got her new album, Platinum, that came out not too long ago. So love her, love Garth Brooks, got his album also, which I'm just so excited that he's back doing music again. And then, I mean, I love Johnny Cash, you know, that's like my role model. And, you know, I listen to a lot of just whatever comes on the radio, but there's certain, like, specific artists that I will make sure to go out and buy their album and all that kind of stuff. And that's normally Taylor Swift, Miranda Lambert, Garth Brooks, all those kinds of people.
Did you get a chance to watch the ACMs a few weeks ago?
I didn't. I did not. I was playing, you know, now that I play at the Row, I was really sad because I have a group of friends that we all go, and every time there's a new award show on, we'll go watch it at their house, which is always Sunday nights. But now I just got this new gig at the Row, and so I wasn't able to go watch the ACMs. And I looked to see if it was posted anywhere online, and I couldn't find it, but hopefully it'll be posted at some point, and I'll be able to look that up, because I would love to see it. I heard there were some great performances.
It was a good show. I have to say it was a good show. And I guarantee we will see a you up on that stage in the very near future. I guarantee it.
Well, I really hope so. That is really sweet, and that just made me smile, but I hope so. Maybe one day. Fingers crossed, for sure.
Okay. I always have to ask this next question, because if I don't, a friend of mine will probably kill me.
Well, we don't want that.
Now, I know you you you're just kind of starting out in the music industry, but mm-hmm. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Let's see. If I could change one thing, I would probably start sooner, I guess, because mm-hmm. Music was always something I wanted to do, but mm-hmm. I never exactly knew. I mean, I knew I wanted to sing since mm-hmm. I was little, but I didn't realize, you know, what all goes into, like, performing around and all that kind of stuff. And then for a while I knew I wanted to write songs, and I tried, but I didn't play an instrument, you know? And so I guess that I would have, yeah, that I would have started sooner learning all that kind of stuff, because even though I was still pretty young when I learned guitar and started playing out and everything, it would have been nice, you know, if I would have, because I actually took piano lessons when I was really, really little, but I stopped taking piano lessons, I don't know, when I was probably like second or third grade or something like that. So I mean, now I've taught myself a little bit more, but I mean, a couple of years ago, I had absolutely no clue how to play anything. So I had forgotten pretty much everything. And there was a time, I think when I was like, I don't know exactly, but there was a time that I like said I was going to learn guitar and almost started learning, but I learned like one chord and gave it up. And so there's a lot of times, it took me a long time to get to where I actually learned guitar and actually did all of it. So I guess if I could change one thing, it would be that I would have stuck with it and did it sooner, because I would be a lot further along with what I'm doing mm-hmm. now if I would have done that. But, you know, it happens, and, you know, there was a reason I was supposed to start later, I guess. I don't know what that reason was, but it works out.
now, let's talk a little bit about your music.
Okay.
I've seen some of your YouTube covers and everything. Is there anything in the works, like an album or anything in the future?
Well, actually, because as of right now, you cannot buy any of my music anywhere. I have some of my original stuff on my website and everything. But I am working on not doing a full album, but I'm working on recording an acoustic album. And it's mm-hmm. just going to be, you know, I've got recording stuff in my house, so I'm just going to record it in my house, and it's not going to be a big production, but it will be up for people to listen to, and people can buy it if they want to. And actually, it'll probably be for free. And then I'll do it on Bandcamp, and they've got this thing where you can download it for free, but you can also, like, pay for it if you want to, if that makes sense. So it's, I think it's called, like, pay what you can or whatever, so... Because I want people to have it, you know, if they want it, I want them to have it. But then also, if people do want to pay for it, then I can put that towards doing better recordings in the future and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully I'll be able to do full band recording soon. But actually, and it probably, the acoustic album probably would have been done by now, but I completely lost my voice, and I'm still kind of, it's pretty much better now, but it's still a little rough. So I haven't been able to record for at least a week now, so that kind of put that all to a stop for a second, but it should be getting close to done pretty soon here, so hopefully it won't be too long before I have that out. So I'm pretty excited, because there's a lot of songs that if you haven't been to my live shows, then you haven't heard, so it'll be good for the people who don't live in Nashville that know about my music. They'll finally get to hear a lot of the songs that
uh-oh.
They wouldn't have been able to hear, so I'm excited.
Awesome. You know, and to use a few of your words, when I got back home from Nashville, because I live about 3 hours 3 hours west of Nashville, so and Monday morning I got up, and I swear to you, my voice sounded like a dying cat. I swear to you.
I mean, I know exactly what that sounds like because I definitely sounded like a dying cat, and it was not good, and I had to sing while I had that too, so that was rough for sure, but, you know,
yeah,
we made it through.
You know, I saw that on your Instagram, and I just died laughing.
I know.
I died.
Someone needs to, like, tell me before. I just start posting things, and you know, I don't know. I should definitely have my social media taken away from me. But I just love it and post embarrassing stuff
uh-huh.
about myself all the time.
You know.
So,
and,
I just like it.
And I think I've got a couple more questions for you. Speaking of social
okay.
media, how has a social media like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, how has that boosted your career, so to say?
It's been a lot for my career. I didn't really think, when I first started, I thought, you know, the main thing was to be out playing shows around Nashville so that I could network and all that kind of stuff, which is very, very, very important also. But it has been a lot of things have come through my social media. There have been people who've contacted me through my Facebook page. That's not uncommon at all for, you know, someone to send me a message about a show they want me to play, and they found me
mm-hmm.
through my Facebook page, or they found me on YouTube and then found my Facebook page and sent me a message or whatever. So that's gotten me lots of shows, and some shows that aren't in Nashville, which has been cool to get to do a little bit of traveling to not too far away, but I've gone, you know, up to Clarksville and up to Kentucky and all that kind of stuff, and a little bit of traveling. So that's been fun getting to do that. And I've met other musicians through my social media, and like you, I met you through Twitter. So, I mean, I wouldn't be on doing your interview right now if it wasn't for Twitter, but I've also got more fans that way. Because not only at my shows now they can keep up with me, you know, if they don't live here and they want to follow me, they can still keep up with my music without being here. But also that's how a lot of people find me. They just, you know, see someone else post about me or something and they go and they find me, and then now they follow my music, which is really cool because there's people now all over the country that follow my music instead of before it was just people who I knew here in Nashville. So it's been really, really cool, and I feel like I have so many more friends now, you know, over social media that I may have never met before, but it's really cool to get to tweet them, and they're all so supportive of my music, and it's really, really cool.
You know, I kind of have a story along those same lines with the show.
Okay.
I started this show back in August of 2012 as sort of a way to, like bring the fans closer to that, some of their favorite stars from a TV and music. So, you know, and when I posted that first tweet inviting somebody on, I had no idea how this thing would take off. But It's just been, like you said, it's been almost 3 years now for the show, and I have made so many friends, so many connections in music, in the acting world. It's just been incredible,
yeah.
You know.
So. Yeah, it's really cool. I do really enjoy social media, apart from I just love, you know, telling embarrassing things about myself on social media, but it is really great to meet people and, I don't know, feel connected with people that you wouldn't, you know, you don't necessarily know in real life, but you get to tweet them and share about your life and your music and all that stuff. It's really cool.
And of course, people that I listen to the show, are friends of the show, are fans of the show, obviously, but I don't think I'm cool enough to have fans, because when
I think you're cool enough to have fans.
when I hear hear the word fans, I'm not comfortable with that term, because when I hear that term, I think of somebody like George Clooney or Leo DiCaprio or somebody like that. So,
yeah.
I'm just a southern boy from Tennessee. So,
right.
There you go.
And, you can call them friends. Friends that you
yeah,
know
and,
through social media and stuff.
Right, exactly. You know, and that's what I think of them as. I think of them more as friends, as fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Because they do. They mm-hmm. become friends. You know, they're so supportive. And
oh, yeah.
And, yeah, for sure.
Okay. You know, and you know, I consider you one of those friends. You know that.
Yeah, I consider you a friend, too. Thank you.
All right, I think this may be the final question I've got for you, because we're just about out of time.
All right.
If you weren't in the music business, what other passions and interests do you have if you weren't in the music industry?
Well, I'd be pretty lost without the music industry, but if I had to choose something, I don't know. I may have done more. I played soccer while I was growing up, so I may have focused
mm-hmm.
more on that,
mm-hmm.
playing soccer, if it wasn't for music, because a lot of times I did play travel and stuff, but by the time my music started, it was a little rough to do that, and I still played for my school, but so I might would be more into doing soccer stuff and maybe trying to do that, but I don't know exactly what I would do. I would love to do something that involved psychology, but I don't think I would necessarily be good at it. I find it really interesting, but I'm really bad at science and all that kind of stuff, so I'd probably be terrible at it. So it's probably a good thing that's not what I chose to pursue. But I might would have, you know, chosen to do something psychology-related, because I've always just been really interested about the way people think and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I actually started out in college. I was a psychology major in college.
Really?
Before I switched over to a sociology, which is sort of kind of the same. It's a
yeah.
study of a humans and a human interaction. So
yeah,
and I'm still in love with it. So
yeah, I might would be more into sociology actually,
mm-hmm.
just because. Well, I don't really know a whole lot about either one, but that
right.
might kind of more closely relate with what I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I believe that's probably all I've got for you. So,
all right.
I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and chat with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
You know, and if there's anything I can do to help promote you through a Facebook, Twitter, anything, I'm more than happy to do it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're so good about always promoting people and stuff. So I appreciate
you know,
that a lot, and I'll let you know for sure.
You know, I know you see me on Twitter. I'm forever retweeting people and saying, hey, do you need to listen to this or whatever, you know? So I pride myself on doing that. Because I
yeah,
think
well,
if,
we all appreciate it for sure.
Because I think if y'all take a 30-plus minutes out of your day out of what I'm sure is a crazy busy schedule to come on and do this little fan-created radio show, I think it's the least I can do.
Well, that's so sweet. We appreciate it, definitely. Thank you so much.
You know, and like I said, you're more than welcome back on the show anytime you want to come back home. And I'd love to
All
have
right.
you.
All right, well, maybe sometime we should do that for sure.
All right, I'd love to have you back anytime.
All right, sounds good.
I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, sounds good. It was great to talk to you.
All right, and bye, Megan.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super sweet Miss Megan Golden. Megan is just an absolute sweetheart. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. All right, announcements. I really don't have a very many announcements, except join us back here tomorrow night at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, as me and Em recap this week's A Dancing with the Stars. And then again on Friday, May 1st, as we recap this week's General Hospital. And I'm working on something for, let's see, our next week's interview will not be next Tuesday. It will actually be next Wednesday, the 6th, at, as usual, 6 Eastern, 5 Central. So with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.